Next is Gildragon.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed that ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want her to be mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. But can I find a woman like that? I play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. But can I find a woman like that? Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. But can I find a woman? But can I find a woman like that? And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she don't see in me. I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines. Ain't that the way love is supposed to be? Tell me, where can I find a woman like that? Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I want Jesse's girl. But can I find a woman like that? Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I want Jesse's girl.
Dragon, my secret Santa. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Oh, no. People can go see the thread. That's not a spoilers thing. Okay. I just love doing stupid things when I record alone. Okay. Oh, this fit your voice well. But I feel like you didn't know the song, like, at all, because I always have weird mental images in my head, and, like, the timing was so far off on a lot of parts of this that, like, I kept on picturing you, like, running and trying to catch up to the song. You're, like you were chasing the karaoke track, like, across the stage or something. And that's, like, what my weird head was picturing, because, the timing on this, like, on the bridge to the chorus, the timing went off, and then, like, it sounded like you were, like, before the chorus, like, I forgot what the lyrics were, but it sounded like you were trying to, like, fit them in really fast, so you could get them all in, because you didn't know the song that well. And you were trying to fit it into the timing. And I don't know if Audacity or whatever mixing program you use could have fixed that. Like, I don't know anything about mixing, really. But if you could have fixed that by moving it a little more, or if you should have just redone the song. I know you were pressed for time, but I feel like timing is kind of a really big thing. And it can, like, having really bad timing can actually, like, get you cut from a competition. Because, like, a little bit off isn't, like, bad, like, it's forgivable, but a lot off is kind of like, tsk tsk, the volume of the music should have been turned down a little bit more. Vocally, it fit you, like I said before, but the chorus, it sounded like you were kind of, like, shouting it, and it was, like, sounded a little strainy for you. And the verses were good. The emotion, it sounded like you were into it, but I feel like the emotion and energy, well, actually no, I kind of liked it where it was. It sounded very 80s-ish. So kudos on that. It's gonna be a hard cut tonight, so yeah, we'll see what happens. And I am done.
Gildragon. I love this song. Did you know this song? That's my question for you, because the timing felt so off. Especially with the, like, you know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Like, you sounded like you were squeezing that into one little tight spot that you, like, didn't know when to come in and stuff. And there was parts when the background singers were singing and you seemed a little off from them. The timing just really, really, like, screwed with my head on this. I had a hard time listening to other things because I was really focused on the fact that the timing was kind of all over the place. Your backtrack was also so loud. It was really hard to hear you at some parts. I wanted to hear what you were singing, and I wanted to hear your vocals, and I had a really hard time doing that. I don't know if it was my headphones. It just sounded really loud. I thought that you had pretty good energy. It seemed a little rushed. I think that was, again, because of timing. But I liked the way that you sang. Like, there was a couple of parts when you were like, I wish that, like, you did this weird thing with your voice, and I enjoyed that it had a nice rock quality to it. I thought you captured the song as far as, like, from a rocker kind of, like, rock quality perspective. You captured it really well in that sense. Yeah. Overall, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed it, but it was very hectic for me. Very hectic. I just wish that you had been more on timing, because I think this could have been really, really epic if you had stuck to the song. I don't know if you rushed or had less time to record or something. I'm a little worried for you.
Up last is Autumn.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Cheap perfume for
Autumn, last person of the night. I was iffy about this. At first, I, like, was really nervous. I was thinking, oh, no, this song is really intense, but she went for it. Overall, vocally, this was very, very nice for your voice. I think it was a good fit, and I wish that you had had more energy and emotion on this. I know you did this, like, super fast, so I'm not surprised that it was lower than what you normally bring, especially in comparison to last week, which was so epic. And so, I guess, let's see. I think my major issue was this with this was emotion and energy. I think towards the end, you kind of lost it. It kind of became like, wah, all over the place because your timing was a little off and stuff like that. At the end, and you just seemed like you lost what you were singing and what you were singing about. I don't know, it felt like kind of very, like, chaotic at the end. But I didn't absolutely hate this. I know you did it really, really, really fast, so, there isn't much you could do. I'm sorry that it was so late for you. Anyway, I guess that's really all I have to say. Just, like, watch your timing, which you don't normally have a problem with, so I'm chalking that up to the fact that you were rushing. And just, like, have more emotion, which, again, I think you normally have. So, again, I'm going to chalk that up to the lateness. So, all right.
Oh, yeah. It's not an 80s night without Journey. Oh, yeah. Well, specifically, Don't Stop Believin'. I'm glad that that someone did this song, because this is another awesome song that if you don't like it, then you're a loser. So, anyone who doesn't like this song is a loser. Okay, Autumn. Stop making stupid noises. Okay, it was good vocally, but you always have really nice vocals. I feel like the music could have been turned down a little bit. And some of the notes at the end, were like the, I'm trying to think, oh, the higher people that, it sounded like you had a hard time hitting that, which I know, like, you can hit that, so I don't know why it was kind of like, sounded like you were straining for that, and like the, I don't know, like, the ending part sounded kind of like you were struggling to kind of do some liberties with them, but they weren't really, like, coming through all the way. It still sounded nice, though. Oh, and there was a timing issue on one of the Somewhere in the Nights. You said somewhere a little too fast, and then you held the night, like, it didn't match up with the music. And then that night also sounded like it was kind of straining, too. I feel like you could have had, like, a lot more emotion, because the song is really, really passionate, and your voice was really pretty on this, but it kind of fell flat emotionally. And I know you did this, like, kind of quickly, and I'm really glad that you did, because I didn't want you to drop. So, yeah, thanks for doing it, like, super, super special fast, and being all awesome, and doing Journey. Because this was good, vocally. Emotionally, it could have been a little more, but I know you have that type of, like, it sounded like the soulful Autumn was, like, trying to come through and be like, oh, yeah, don't stop believing and stuff. But, yeah, if you had more time to do this, I'm pretty sure it would be awesome. Of course, I'm not going to be like, oh, you could have done this awesomely so you're not getting cut. Like, of course, we'll see. Like, yeah, this night was pretty good. Like, anyone could go. Trying to think if I had anything else. There wasn't any, like, off notes or anything other than what I mentioned already. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, good job.
Alright, so I have to do results really quick because my mom is all, like, go to bed. She's all, like, angry. Anyway, so Clary won for both Val and I tonight. We talked about this over AIM, so it's not just me making these decisions. We both had came to a mutual discussion. Also safe tonight is Aria, Jeffers, Dylan, Cookies, and Autumn. So the bottom two are Gildragon and Bryson. Both of you had major issues with your songs. We felt that Bryson's was fairly boring and kind of repetitive. And Gildragon, we felt that you didn't sing this song to its fullest potential as far as emotion and energy went. And your timing was all over the place. And your mixing was just very messy. As far as, like, there were just moments when we couldn't even hear what you were singing. Sadly, Gildragon is cut. I'm sorry. I feel really, really bad. We really enjoyed having you on this season. Everybody's good now, and tonight was kind of a bad night for everybody, I think. I don't think anybody was really fully on their game. I mean, Aria and Clary were, but they brought stuff that they had done previously because of computer crashing and sickness, and I don't know, I think just because of sickness and the time of year, people are in finals and etc. I think that it just was a bad week. I'm so sorry. Anyway, next week, we're doing emo rock. Yay! So, like, Fall Out Boy, that kind of stuff. There's other examples. I'm going to send out a list of acceptable artists, hopefully sometime tomorrow. Hopefully people will listen to this by, like, tomorrow evening, and I can do it then so that I get it out before Christmas. It will be due on December 29th, next Wednesday. I know a lot of other shows are kind of taking a break and going, you know, till the second, giving you 2 weeks to do things like sing it, etc. But Rockstar doesn't really fall on the holidays. I mean, if you celebrate Christmas, that's Friday and Saturday. Mainly maybe Sunday, if depending on your family, etc. But then you have Monday and Tuesday, and there's no, like, New Year's in the way. If this is seriously a problem for people, like, if they're like, oh, we're going away for this long, I can't do it, email me, and if there's, like, enough of a problem, then we can talk about extension, but I'd really rather stay on schedule and do next Wednesday. So, send me an email if there's a problem. If not, have a good night. Love you guys.